I'm Jo Wildsmith, and today I'm going to give you 10 reasons why selling print-on-demand products from your own e-commerce store will give you a much better chance of success. I mean, the platforms are great, and if you subscribe to my channel already, you'll know I'm a huge fan of Redbubble, and I particularly recommend it for people to try when they're first starting out. But if you want to really maximize your sales, get the most out of each sale, and get the most sales, then you're better off with your own e-commerce store. And let me tell you why. Let's get into it. So number one, visitors to your store are going to see your products and your products only. Now it might be that they see a hoodie with one slogan on and a hoodie with another, or a hoodie with one design on and another with something slightly different, and they think, oh, I can't decide. And they spend time mulling over. The fact is, whether they go for product A or product B, it doesn't matter to you, because actually both of them are yours. You get the sale regardless of which one they pick, which leads very nicely into number two. So if there's a customer in your store and they're looking at a t-shirt, it would be so nice, wouldn't it, to be able to show them what else is available bearing that design. And with your own store, you can do that. You can say, also available in this design, this hoodie, this mug, this tote bag, this notepad. So most e-commerce site providers, hosts, give you the opportunity to actually create bundles. So what about, you're not just doing the t-shirt, you're not just saying, here, have a hoodie. What about if you're saying, if you buy the t-shirt and if you buy the hoodie, you can have a free mug. Or get the hoodie, the t-shirt and a tote bag at this price, saving you. Amazing. And of course, what happens when people get halfway through ordering something and the doorbell goes, or the phone rings, or something happens and they forget to come back to it? Well, when you have your own store, you can set up an abandoned cart feature. And the reason that you get so much more flexibility and more things you can do with your own site is because you've got more control. One of the massive benefits of having your own e-commerce store is that you actually get the customer details. This doesn't happen with the platform. With the platform, they retain all that information, but you have their name, their email address. This is fantastic. You can use this information, this helps you. You can use it for targeting, for research, but also you can use it for a marketing campaign. Now, all around the world, there are different privacy rules, and I urge you to comply with the privacy rules for where you live. In the UK, we have GDPR. When I was a sales rep, when I was out there selling to people, it was always drummed into me that the easiest people to sell to are the people who have already bought from you. And this is because they've seen how your system works. They know that they get the product. They know that it arrives when they expected it to arrive. They know it's the quality that they wanted it to be or better. So they are already dealing with a known quantity. They already have the confidence in you. So this is why it's easier to sell to them again. And what sort of thing would you put in your campaign? Well, how about telling them if you're starting a new product line? Or how about telling them if you're doing a new design? Or what about if there's a special offer coming out? So number six, you get control over your pricing. Now I can hear you saying, well, in Redbubble, I can change the price. I can tweak the price and play around with the price. There's a couple of elements to this. First of all, if you put your price up to be able to make more money from your sales on a platform like Redbubble, you have the problem that other people are selling products for less, and your customers are actually seeing that, or your potential customers are actually seeing that. When it's your own website, you're in control of that. You are showing that a t-shirt's cheaper than a hoodie, but they're not going to a separate website, a separate supplier, to see that maybe yours are a pound or two, a dollar or two more expensive. So you get that aspect. But also, generally the prices are lower if you're doing it through somebody like Shopify or LaunchCart, linked up to a third party supplier like Printful, Printify, etc. And the other thing is that you can compare. So if you're looking for a product that's available on lots of different suppliers, something straightforward, let's look at a hoodie, you can compare the quality, you can compare the price. the colour selection, things like that, from all those different suppliers and choose the print-on-demand supplier that you want. Alternatively, there is another way which I am so excited about and I'm going to be telling you more and more about, Pod 123, which is something I'm involved in, full disclosure, which means that the host that you're hosting your website with is the same company as the print supplier, the print fulfillment center, which means we're cutting out the middleman. So you haven't got the company you're doing the website through and also whoever it's linking up with to do the prod fulfillment, print on demand fulfillment. It's all done in one. So this means you're able to keep your prices lower, or rather the prices that you're paying for the service whenever anyone buys something, which means you get to keep more of what they've paid for yourself. And number seven, so if it's your site, it's your rules. You can be as sweary as you like. You can be very cheeky. You're not going to get, like, for example, on Redbubble, if it's content that's a bit out there, you get like a fig leaf over it. And all you've got to advertise your product there is just the name that you've written down. They don't actually get to see what's on it. It's your website, it's your rules. However, one thing, don't forget, intellectual property still applies. So don't steal somebody else's artwork. Don't breach someone else's copyright or trademark. So number eight, with the platforms, you have to keep current. You have to keep adding more and more designs for them to think of you as a seller who's active, and then they will promote your products, your work, which is fine if you're willing to keep putting that effort in all the time. But when it's your own site, you can build up your product collection and then spend all your time doing things like marketing. And yes, of course, you can always add more products, take products away as they become more and more relevant or less relevant. But you are not constantly chasing the algorithm. So number nine, you can change, yes, back to control, you can change the little thumbnails on your product listings. You don't have to use those generic flat lay ones. So that means that you can make it more interesting. You can either use a mock-up provider company, somebody like Placeit, and yeah, there's an affiliate link down below, or you can order the products and create your own gorgeous images or even videos. Why not? And then that means that people are seeing something different. And also, of course, it means you're only having to create this marketing material once, because you're already creating those mock-ups, you're already creating still images or videos, and then you've got them to use on social media and on advertising. And that leads me to the last one, number 10. And I alluded to this a moment ago. There is obviously a downside with having your own website over the platforms. The platforms are out there promoting your products for you. They are effectively search engines, Amazon, for example, or with Redbubble, people would go in and search for what they want. And yes, if it matches, your product comes up. With your own website, you have to do that. You have to get it out there. Now, why am I saying this is a negative, but it's also a massive positive? Because you are the one picking where it goes. You get to target it for your audience, your market, your niche. It's no good me marketing my products in a way that, say, my products are all about dog lovers that drink coffee. It's no good me putting that out to people who love cats or people who hate animals. So you can make it more targeted marketing. Now, this counts as whether you're doing it on social media, whether you're getting influencers to help you, whether you're doing an email campaign, or whether you're doing Facebook ads. Your paid ads, every pound, every dollar, every cent, every penny has to be working for you. So you need to be targeting it at your niche audience, the people who are going to want to buy it. Now, because you're holding the reins, you can do that. And yes, you're doing the work. You're constantly posting out on social media or however you've chosen to do it, or you're paying out the money on ads, but you're sending them to where you want them to go. And where you want them to go is your website or your individual product listing. And this links back to number one, you're not sending them to a site where there's lots and lots of other people's stuff. You're sending them to a place where they are your captive audience. So there we are. There's my top 10 reasons for having your own e-commerce website fulfilled by print on demand, obviously. And remember, you're not paying out for stock. You're not having to hold any of it. You're not having to buy all the machinery. What a business model. It's incredible, isn't it? And it's open to us. Why wouldn't you? So yes, I am linked with Pod123. Yes, I do live workshops telling people about it. And yes, I do have a video course. And I tell you what, they're a lot less than you think. And the reason that Pod123 are so special is that you only pay for the course or the workshop, and then you don't pay for it to be hosted. But I'm not going to go into that because I'm going to be going into that in so many more videos coming up. I'll probably link to one of them here. But if not, and if print on demand is completely new to you, watch this next.